from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Puerto Ricans step up the campaign to remove the U.S. Navy from Vieques. Pressure mounts on the American president to extend a possible amnesty to illegal Caribbean immigrants. And Barbadians gear up for a big weekend of crop-over celebrations. I'm Emma Joseph, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Demonstrators in Puerto Rico are stepping up their campaign to get the U.S. Navy out of Vieques Island. Their protests are now spreading beyond Vieques, and tomorrow they will head to Fort Buchanan in Puerto Rico to show their continued opposition to the use of the island as a bombing range. This despite an assurance from U.S. President George W. Bush that the Navy will pull out in 2 years' time. They resumed exercises on the island yesterday. So far, seven demonstrators have managed to break into the bombing zone and are thought to be in hiding. But as our Washington correspondent John Line told me, that hasn't stopped the U.S. Navy.
The Navy seemed pretty determined to carry on with their exercises. These are the biggest exercises since this whole controversy really erupted, which was in 1999, after a local civilian employee was killed by a stray bomb. So the Navy seemed determined to push ahead. This is their best training area, as far as they're concerned, pretty much in the Western Hemisphere. They think it's a very useful place, and they continue to insist.